Brunt, what would you be buying or ditching?
Oh, look, it's an old one. All the favourites are frying at the moment. I'm going British American Tobacco. If you had cash offshore and you would earn nothing for bonds or almost minuses in banks, 7% in pound terms, dividend yield, and you've got a customer that's addicted, I think bodes well for the future.
Yeah, and hopefully still buying your product at the end of this period. And although, thankfully, BAT is bigger than South Africa, so good on them. Chantal, how about you?
So my pick tonight is Raubex. It's a construction stock. There are probably only about three or four left that are not suspended and at the business rescue. And this is a last man standing kind of investment case, coupled with the fact that SANRAL is putting a lot of money out to tender. And that's not even accounting for any sort of potential increase in infrastructure expenditure driven by government. So we expect cash flows to improve quite nicely and for it to benefit from the fact that no one else is left.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, I spoke to Arnold Free, isn't it, the CEO, a couple of years ago, and they said it's because they always had a lot of cash on their balance sheets. They were paying out dividends through the storm. He said, yeah, we think we'll be the last guys left, and hey-ho, so be it. Right, so Raubex and British American Tobacco tonight from the both of you. Thanks very much for joining us on the show. Chantal Marx is from FNB Securities, Gabron Smith from NEFG Fund Managers. Alicia will be back tomorrow night with Stockwatch. In the meantime, have a good evening.